That's an Ohio term right there.
Yeah, my grandmother would say that, certainly.
I guess you couldn't have scripted it any better than what happened out there today with your pitching.
I thought those guys threw outstanding, and you know, great to see all of them, honestly. For, particularly the first two guys, Gibson and Carpenter, to see them you know, go six innings between them, give up two hits and no runs, I thought was outstanding. Bartnicki, that's the best he's thrown in a while, so definitely a good sign. And then just some timely hitting. We were kind of in a lull. They had us, you know, kind of, I don't know if on our heels is the right word, but didn't swing good early, but then kind of had the big inning. You know, Goldberg kind of started it with the ball off the wall. And then I thought Austin Wilhite, that was a, you know, big kind of two-out hit. And then Nick Wilhite got a two-out hit. So, you know, good to see. The killer dubs at the bottom kind of came through there tonight.
What about English, this lack of power?
Yeah. You know, he wasn't feeling great today. It's his birthday. Yeah. And I think his stomach was a little upset today. So, you know, probably the lack of being able to eat normal stuff just cost him about 2 feet on two home runs. But he's swinging the bat really well. He's still got two hits. And on a normal day here, he's probably got two home runs as well, at least.
What are you seeing from Winborn? Last couple of times out, he's throwing a pretty good.
Throwing strikes, competing well, great teammate, and been very impressed with the way you know, he's throwing the baseball. And you know, he's not going to strike a bunch of guys out, but you know, he's been throwing strikes, and we've made some plays for him. And you know, the other kind of just unsung thing here tonight, some of the plays that Webb made at third base. He made some really, really good plays down there.
I guess one of the, you know, you talked in the beginning of the year about taking care of business in the midweek games, and boy, your team went out and did it.
You know, I mean, we'd like to have been 12-0, but we'll take 11-1, and you know, and I told the team that's just a tremendous job of playing these midweek games, because they count big when you start looking at postseason play. And particularly some of the people we play with, you know, particularly the SEC teams we play. And then even in our state, Mercer's a good team. They're doing well in the SOCOM. Kennesaw State, Georgia Southern is leading their league. So we play a very, very good midweek schedule. So to be 11-1, that says a lot about this team.
Danny, I'm going to work on something for a couple of days away on the seniors. And if I read the roster correctly, beyond Tristan, there's four. They're all right-handed pitchers, right? Keaton, Micah, Robert, and Jake.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your five seniors, right?
Yeah.
Can you say a little something about each of those guys? I mean, start with Tristan.
You know, Tristan, it's been an interesting kind of run for him, because we recruited him initially as a pitcher and then couldn't pitch as a freshman, and so we put him at first base. He ends up all ACC first baseman. Has the bone spur taken out, and then you know, we're rehabbing him, thought everything was going good, and then all of a sudden in December before his sophomore year, elbow blow, so has Tommy John, misses that whole year. Came back last year and, you know, obviously played first and pitched a little bit towards the end, but, you know, this is by far, yeah, I think, his just best. He saved the best for last, having a great year offensively, very important for us in our bullpen. And it's just been a good, you know, kind of a good leader, more by example, I think, than by talking, but just definitely good leadership skills. And I'm thankful he's finally healthy. King Gibson's kind of just up and down career, but, you know, I think he threw the ball really well on Sunday at Duke. And he threw the ball really well tonight, so I kind of think maybe he has saved his best for last. Micah Carpenter, again, you know, one of our tri-captains and very, very good leader. You know, has kind of been in our bullpen, but had a great day at Virginia Tech. Comes in with the bases loaded, nobody out, gets us out of a jam so we could win that series. Threw the ball very good here today. And then Robert Winborn was, you know, walk on, and, you know, hasn't had tremendous opportunities here, but you know, you're seeing that we're sticking him in there a lot more because I think he's throwing strikes and getting guys out. And I think he's starting to believe that, hey, I can really help this team down the stretch here. So who am I missing?
Jake Lee.
Jake Lee, yep. And then Jake Lee, honestly, this year, he's been a valuable guy for us for 4 years. This year we're kind of nursing his elbow a little bit, quite honestly, or he would have had a lot more opportunities. But it's a case where he wants to finish this year, and so we're just kind of massaging, so to speak, his innings so that we can kind of keep him healthy for the whole year. Now, Hughes, do we consider him a senior? He's got another year of eligibility. Yeah. So,
would I be right to suggest that having five players make it to a senior year is a little uncommon?
It's a lot. I mean, I don't think we would have we wouldn't have Hughes if he didn't have an injury. We wouldn't have English if he didn't have an injury. So it is unusual that you get that many seniors, particularly for us, you know.
Tristan's also technically a redshirt sophomore. He has another year.
Yeah, no.
Redshirt sophomore?
Redshirt junior, excuse me.
Okay, yeah, I don't think we'll see him after this year.
I would be surprised if you did.
What do things look like for the weekend pitching-wise?
Same rotation. So we'll go Willingham, Connor Thomas, and then back to Rodig. Xavion Curry threw today for the first time, felt okay. So we'll kind of start him in a little throwing program. He won't throw this weekend, but we'll just kind of see how he progresses in his throwing program. Says he feels much better, but we'll kind of be cautious with how we ramp him up.
If he's okay, you're going into the ACC on a short week. Is he someone you consider, or is that?
I don't know if he'd get to that point. You know, I mean, we'll see. I mean, he'd have to really convince us that he is 100% for us to do that.
Anything else, guys?
So you just take care of business this weekend and see what.
Yeah, we take care of business this weekend. We're going to be in great shape.
If you were to take care of business this weekend, if you win the Coastal, do you know how this would set up, what day you would play first?
No, I think that the way I understand it, we've never been in this position, so the league winner, which right now Louisville has the best record in the league, gets to pick what day they want their off day. Then I kind of think we may get the same option to pick, okay, what day do you want to be off? And then based on that, then they'll start looking at, okay, when does North Carolina, Duke, all the teams that are local there, they're going to try to slot them in the games they want them playing in, NC State, obviously. And then they start slotting the tournaments. So.
Wow.
I don't sit in those in how they do it, but I know that those are factors. That,
sounds like there's a new NBA lottery.
Yeah, I'm sure the Hawks are disappointed. I say that's all fixed, though. It's my I'm sticking with it, and I'm saying that Zion Williamson is either going to be a Laker or he'll be a Knick.
Those are the leading conspiracy theories. You're not.